Good morning, I'm Mitch Wortley. This fall, the winner of the inaugural Vermont Book Award will be announced, and we are pleased to be able to reveal here on Morning Edition today the six finalists for that $5,000 prize offered by the Vermont College of Fine Arts. And with us to discuss the authors who made the final cut for the award is Micaiah Bay-Galt, director of the MFA in Writing and Publishing at Vermont College of Fine Arts and also the Vermont Book Award coordinator. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first, tell us about the criteria for this award. What kind of books were eligible for the competition, and what connection to Vermont did the books have in order to be considered?
Sure. Well, this year, for our first year, we were looking at books published in 2014. The books had to be written by a Vermont author, published by a Vermont press, or they had to take place in Vermont in some significant way.
Not all three of those, but at least one of those three.
That's right, at least one.
So the competition was only announced a year ago, and this will be the first time the prize will actually be handed out. How many submissions did you get for the judges to consider?
We got almost 50 nominations this year. We put together a nominating committee made up of the independent booksellers of Vermont. So the booksellers, as well as some presses, nominated the books. The judges looked at almost 50 to decide on these six.
What kind of books are we talking about here? Can it be any genre?
The books are nominated in four areas. There's fiction, creative nonfiction, poetry, and children's lit.
And what about the judges on the panel here? There are some pretty impressive names that I think a lot of Vermonters will be familiar with.
That's right. It's really an amazing team of judges. There are librarians, professors, award-winning writers, our poet laureate, Sid Lee, Howard Frank Mosier, the great chronicler of life in the Northeast Kingdom. A real dream team of judges this year.
Well, let's get to the news of the day then, the big reveal here. Who are the six finalists, and can you briefly describe the works that got them to this point?
Sure, yeah. I'm really excited to be able to announce the finalists. In poetry, there are two finalists. The first is Karen McCadden from Plainfield for her book Landscape with Plywood Silhouettes. There's also in poetry Leland Kinsey from Barton for his book Winter Ready. In children's lit, there are two finalists, Dana Walrath from Underhill for Like Water on Stone, which is a young adult novel in verse, and also Meg Wolitzer for her young adult novel Beljar. And she's not a Vermonter, but her book takes place in Vermont. In creative nonfiction, there's one finalist, Jessica Hendry Nelson, for her memoir, If Only You People Could Follow Directions. And in fiction, there's one finalist, Gary Lee Miller from Montpelier, for a collection of short stories, Museum of the Americas. The judges now have to decide on one winner for the Vermont Book Award this year, and we'll be announcing that one winner at a gala dinner and award ceremony at Vermont College of Fine Arts September 26th.
Well, this is the first time, as you've said, that this award has been handed out. Do you plan on making this an annual thing?
Absolutely. We are hoping to. It just seems like such an important way to celebrate literature. It's a really exciting thing for Vermont College of Fine Arts to do because it feels for us like a good fit, but a way to give something back to the writers of the state.
Yeah, maybe working backwards here a little bit, I could have asked this question earlier, but what generated this idea in the first place, bringing up this prize and wanting to acknowledge Vermont authors, but as you said, also people that are just writing about Vermont?
Yeah, the president of Vermont College of Fine Arts, Tom Green, is also a successful novelist, and the Vermont Book Award was his idea. He was looking around at all the big literary prizes, the National Book Award, but also the Maine Book Award, the Massachusetts Book Award, and he realized Vermont should absolutely have a prize like this. We have such a rich literary culture in Vermont. There should be a major literary prize as well. So he said, let's put one together. Let's do this.
Micaiah Bay-Galt is the director of the MFA in Writing and Publishing at the Vermont College of Fine Arts and the Vermont Book Award coordinator. You can find out more about the books that were nominated for this year's prize on our website, vpr.net. And Micaiah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.